News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, I'm joined on the line by Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson, Eoin O'Brien. Eoin, you were listening to Michael O'Flynn there. What did you make of what he had to say about a loosening of the purse strings when it comes to housing? What did you make of that?
Well, what Michael was essentially advocating is a return to the bad old days of the Celtic Tiger. All of those policies were tried in the past, and not only did they fail, but they destroyed our economy, and they left thousands and thousands of people in mortgage distress and housing need. So, for example, you know, talk of VAT reductions or dramatic increases in land zoning, or, for example, a return to shared ownership, 50% of which ended up in mortgage distress by the end of the scheme, it simply doesn't work, and it's not the direction we should go in. Having said that, as is clear from your texters, there is a huge number of people out there either languishing on social housing waiting lists, being crippled by ever-rising rents or unable to buy. So there is a need for dramatic government action. But the most sensible thing government could do is dramatically increase investment in the delivery of not just traditional social housing, but genuinely affordable rental and affordable purchase. Government-funded scheme up in Ballymun and Poppentry, selling perfectly good 2 and 3 bedroom houses for prices between 170 and 225,000. Why? Because they were delivered by the not-for-profit O'Coolan Voluntary Sector Housing Organisation in conjunction with Dublin City Council on public land. In St Michael's Estate in Inchicore, for example, thanks to very strong campaigning by the local community, the City Council is going to borrow money from the European Investment Bank and develop houses not just for social rental, but genuinely long-term affordable rental for working families. So until we get those kinds of policies up and running on a scale sufficient to meet demand, unfortunately, the difficult situation that your texters outlined is going to continue.
Okay, Eoin, I don't have much time with you, so I do want to get on to talk about the government renewing its confidence in supply agreement. Sinn Féin's not happy. We heard your leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, say yesterday, I think it was Tweedledum and Tweedledee was how she described Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin yesterday. Why is Sinn Féin not happy with Fianna Fáil's decision, Eoin?
Well, because it means that this appalling Fine Gael government will limp on with all of the disastrous consequences in housing and health and childcare, etc. And for Micheál Martin to say that he's doing this in the country's interest, it beggars belief. Micheál Martin is running scared of an election. He doesn't want to come second or to come third, which is the most likely outcome if there's an election in the next 6 to 12 months, because he'd lose his job as the leader of the party. So he's pretending this is in the national interest, but it's really in his own selfish party political interest. And of course, that's what we've come to expect from Fianna Fáil. Last night, there was a dull debate trying to prevent families being evicted into homelessness. And what did Fianna Fáil do? They criticised the government's record in housing, but they ensured that the government won the vote at the end of the day. And it's that kind of hypocrisy, I think, that has so many people across the country angry with his party.
But Eoin, even if what you're saying is true there, and if Micheál Martin has an ulterior motive, this still is a case of two parties working in the national interest. Given everything that's happening with Brexit, the tough journey that's ahead, is there not that need for stability? Even if Micheál Martin is dressing it up as something else, you can't disagree with that point.
Well, go and ask the thousands of families who slept in emergency accommodation last night. Go and ask the almost 750,000 people who will be left languishing on waiting lists for hospital appointments and surgery. Go and talk to the families who are paying thousands upon thousands of euros a month for childcare, or the ever-growing number of workers on low pay and precarious employment who have less money at the end of the month now than they had some years ago, despite the fact that the economy is so-called recovering. So while we will work with the government on a cross-party basis on Brexit, whatever the government is, nobody can suggest that the country is in a good state. And in fact, the government satisfaction rating, according to the most recent Irish Times poll, is only at 39%. More people wanted an election that didn't. And there is no real cooperation in the Dáil. Fine Gael is kind of limping on, failing to tackle the crises in health, in childcare, in housing and in low pay. Fianna Fáil is supporting them. And tens of thousands of families, including working families, are struggling to get by. I mean, we have the rent report out this morning. Rents in Dublin, on average now, €1,600 a month. What kind of working couple, on an average, in some cases even decent income, can afford that? So We need to be sensible with Brexit, and we'll work with the government on that. But nobody should think that this so-called confidence supply agreement is in the interest of the vast majority of people across the state. It's not. And nobody should believe Micheál Martin when he says he's doing this in the country's interest. He's doing this to save his own skin. He's scared of an election. And I think that speaks volumes about what his party is really about.
Finally, Owen, you're launching a new housing policy document today, Sinn Féin, is about homelessness. Just briefly, can you tell us what does it entail?
We've been doing a lot of digging among all those government departments that fund emergency accommodation, not just the Department of Housing, but the Department of Justice, TUSLA, etc. And from the figures we've got from all of those departments, we estimate that the number of people who slept in emergency accommodation across the country last night is closer to 13,000. That's when you include, for example, adults and children in hostels not funded by government, adults and children in domestic